And so what you have here is, you know, he has remade the party in his image. There are still some Republicans who are trying to take it away, like take it back. Right? That's over. That's over. There's no back. That party doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
It just doesn't. You know, it just doesn't.
But we're going to win this election because we have no choice. If we lose the election, we're not going to have a country left.
We don't care what nobody has to say about us. We know when you were in office, you put Americans first. You put American citizens first. And for that, Trump, we got your back. So hold on, Trump, because we're coming. We're coming. And know that we're going to stand 10 toes down. We got on our steel-toed boots. We got on our body armor. We're not wimpy. We don't care nothing about name calls. They can say what they want to say about us. They can say what they want to say about you. But we just need you to hold on, Trump, because we're coming.
Well, it's only March, folks. There sure has been a lot of major victories lately, hasn't there? We have Super Tuesday, Victoria Nuland's out, John Kerry's out, Arizona resignation coming, a win in North Carolina, big one. Wins with woke companies that decided to turn around and realized they were in trouble. So much more to cover. We even have a big storm, Q-Storm rider. Update for you. You're going to love it. Here we go.
Until your wife and children, I'll be sailing with you. It's going to rain. Better get on board.
It's going to rain. Better get on board. What a great song by the Isaacs. They sing so many different types of genres out there. They're going to be on board with us August 11th through the 18th performing. And I'm looking forward to that. Just amazing. You guys don't want to miss out. And, you know, the seats are filling up quick, so you probably want to get there if you're standing by or waiting to join us. Again, August 11th through 18th, we're going to have plenty of music, comedy. I'll have Q&A time for those from the audience that want to ask questions. We're going to see Alaska together. And also, you'll have the ability to hear biblical teaching from myself and watch me actually produce one of these shows. It's going to be a great time. Hope you guys can join us and other And We Know fans hanging out together. It's going to be great. Again, we're looking forward to having you. Meet my family. Meet the And We Know team. And you're going to actually have a blast. A blast. Just being around those who are like-minded. Discussing all the victories and the time that you might have woken up. So go to andweknow.com, folks, sign up, and it's filling up quick, so hope you guys get on board, okay? Here we go.
Well, thank you very much. They call it Super Tuesday for a reason. This is a big one. And they tell me, the pundits and otherwise, that there's never been one like this. There's never been anything so conclusive. This was an amazing night, an amazing day. It's been an incredible period of time in our country's history. It's been sad in so many ways, but I think it's going to be inspiring because we're going to do something that, frankly, nobody's been able to do for a long time.
Nobody's been able to do for a long time. Do something they haven't been able to do for a long time. What do you mean for a long time? I mean, he was able to do that just a few years back, right? 3-4 years back. But maybe he's talking about this. And this is Communist News Network, known as CNN. And notice what they say about this whole thing playing out with President Trump.
Percentage of it has actually jumped up even more. It's 88% of the delegates. So you look at the percentage. Donald Trump cannot mathematically clinch tonight, but he can get within 100 or so. Of what he needs, and he can do that next week. And so what you have here is, you know, he has remade the party in his image. There are still some Republicans who are trying to take it away, like take it back. Right? That's over. There's no back. That party doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
It just doesn't. You know, it just doesn't. Look at the House of Representatives. Look at what's happening in the United States Senate. Mitch McConnell stepping aside. You know, and some of the more governing conservatives trying to keep their power even just within the Senate Republican conference. This is a new Republican party. And so you have a very formidable Republican front runner who has remade the party in his image. And I know a lot of people at home are asking, well, wait a minute. We all saw January 6th. Wait a minute. innocent until proven guilty, but there's all these cases. He has convinced them he won the last election. Never mind anything that happened since then. A majority of these voters are going to the polls in most of these states still saying that, you know, Donald Trump should be president. Yeah. And so this is his party. And again, sometimes I think, you know, stop talking. Just look. This is his party. And he is on a march to the nomination. That does not mean if the general election were tomorrow, there's a lot of data that suggests he would win
right
at this moment in time. It is not tomorrow. It's 8 months from now. So you have two very strong front runners who both have very significant weaknesses. And then you have the question of the third party candidates, which I raised earlier.
And so the weaknesses come in the sense of in very much the way you're talking about how he is reforming the Republican Party. Right. More working class people, including voters of color, right, African-American men primarily, but also Latinos.
Guys, it's not just President Trump that's driving him crazy. It's the little talking points that they're out saying, well, we've got 8 months to figure this all out, how we can get Biden to the front. That he's actually a big front runner against President Trump. A bunch of baloney. It's not just President Trump where things are happening, folks. It's us. We the people. 60% of San Francisco just voted to pass Propositions E and F. You catch that? Proposition E gives police more powers to fight crime, pursue suspects, and allows drones for catching criminals. Proposition F will require single adults on city welfare to be screened for drug use. You see? It's not just President Trump, however, he plays a big part of this. We don't worship him. We appreciate his leadership. We appreciate his love for the country. And there are messages put out. Remember, I've said that if you got a gift, a talent out there, something that you could use to get information out to the public, use it. And part of that would be something like this.
Trump, we need you to hold on because we're coming. Now, I know it may feel like you got the world on your shoulders. They're trying to take all your businesses. They're trying to break you spiritually, mentally, and financially. But hold on, Trump, because we're coming. You have more support out here than you probably could ever imagine. We don't care about nobody calling us cult members. We don't care about nobody calling us mega extremists, right-wing extremists. We don't care anything about that. We want you to hold on, Trump. Because we're coming. We're going to pull you through in the primaries. And November the 5th, 2024, we're going to be the rain, sleet, or snow to make sure you become the next president of the United States of America. So hold on, Trump, because we're coming. You have more support out here than you probably could even imagine. Not just the 74 million people that voted for you in 2020, but you almost have double that. So Trump, hold on, because we're coming. And we're coming strong. We don't care what nobody have to say about you, Trump. We don't care what nobody have to say about us. We know when you were in office, you put Americans first. You put American citizens first. And for that, Trump, we got your back. So hold on, Trump, because we're coming. We're coming. And know that we're going to stand 10 toes down. We got on our steel-toed boots. We got on our body armor. We're not wimpy. We don't care nothing about name calls. They can say what they want to say about us. They can say what they want to say about you. But we just need you to hold on, Trump, because we're coming.
Hold on. We're coming. That's how you do it right there. Just hit record. Sit down with family and friends and show them and say, look, this is what's going on. Fletch 17 was sharing yesterday the day wasn't over yet. Of course, the summary was Ryan Garcia confirms Bohemian Grove is real. That's a, I believe, some boxer who was on some podcast somewhere going viral on Twitter, sharing that it's all real, just confirming once again what we keep saying. As a child, he was abused sexually. As a two-year-old, confirmed that the Bohemian Grove is real and more. Menendez gets indicted. Oh, yeah. Cuomo gets investigated. Sinema won't seek re-election. We'll show you that in a second. Victoria Nuland steps down. Show you that in a second. Almost like they are distracting from folks voting in Super Tuesday. Well, guess what? Nothing could stop what is coming.
Former Governor Andrew Cuomo is being called before lawmakers in Washington to answer questions about his response.
He was subpoenaed today by a House subcommittee investigating his handling.
The void allowed misinformation and conspiracy. And now people are left with the thought of, did my loved one have to die? And I want everyone to know, everything was done. Everything was done by the best minds in the best interest.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of wins. Let's see. Trump won California, North Carolina, Virginia, Maine, Tennessee, Alabama, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Massachusetts, Texas, Colorado, Minnesota. And Meghan McCain actually posted for all to see the worst Super Tuesday ever. That's just so golden. It is so good. But then you head over to Vermont, you wonder what in the world's going on. Algorithms won Vermont, says MJ Truth Ultra. Well, I watched Vermont's reporting rate drop numerous times the last few hours. That's while all this was happening, with each decline in reporting rate showing Nikki Haley with the net positive. That is the algorithm trying to figure out the massive problem that's you. Showing you right here, the Associated Press has not called this race, right? 17 Vermont delegates available. And this was updated at 10:17 p.m. Okay? 10:17, let's go to 10:13, excuse me. 10:13 p.m., Nikki Haley had 49.1%, 30,427 points, or votes, excuse me. President Trump had 28,842 votes. Now, you fast forward to 4 minutes to 10:17 p.m., and all of a sudden President Trump has 46% of the vote. He dropped 0.6, and he's down to, he's up to 29,745. So he went up just a little bit. Nikki Haley shoots up another 2,000. Some weird shenanigans going on. Cheating in Dallas County, Texas as well. Voters in Dallas County, Texas receiving voting machine errors when voting. They are told to put their ballots in box 5 to be counted later. Sound familiar? Well, we're going to show you later on part 2 of a ballot that was stolen in Illinois from Deanna. We're going to show you that, especially with the other shenanigans going on, as we saw the Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg went into Love Park Community Center Tuesday morning to cast a ballot for her own primary race, only to be told someone had already voted in her name, according to a spokesman. Huh. Weird. Just strange things going on around all of us. But in all of this, maybe some other shenanigans. Coincidence would be social media outages were worldwide on primary election day. Meyer X said, my voting experience, zero people at the Democratic primary booths. All voters were going to the Republican primary booths, some sporting their American flag shirts. One man shouted, USA, as he was leaving. Texas had a question on the ballot to use gold and silver as legal tender, and a question about freedom to give or withhold consent for any vaccine without coercion. Now, all of a sudden, there are outages on several social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Google, Honeywell, Google Play, Gmail, YouTube, you name it. Man, it was happening. But maybe where it wasn't happening, I don't think much was going on X. And interesting, because President Trump just met with Elon Musk, reported by the New York Times. Huh.
Tesla's now worth more than GM and Ford. Do you have comments on Elon Musk?
Well, you have to give him credit. I spoke to him very recently, and he's also doing the rockets. He likes rockets, and he does good at rockets, too, by the way. I never saw where the engines come down with no wings, no anything, and they're landing. I said, I've never seen that before. And I was worried about him because he's one of our great geniuses, and we have to protect our genius. You know, we have to protect Thomas Edison and we have to protect all of these people that came up with originally the light bulb and the wheel and all of these things. And he's one of our very smart people, and we want to cherish those people. That's
interesting. Met with him late recently. X didn't seem to go down. Here's some more that'll help you out. Folks, you know, here at And We Know, we're always looking for different avenues for you to get your support medically, especially in this dangerous world where we know Big Pharma tries to take over everything. So we found one that is only available in the USA. So it's called The Wellness Company. They've got an 8 life-saving medication kit that every American should have at home. It's The Wellness Company's medical emergency kit. Antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics. This kit contains meds you need, like amoxicillin, Z-Pax, and more. Do you know approximately 250 million prescriptions are issued every year in the U.S. for amoxicillin alone? It's a staggering number. And statistically speaking, you or someone in your family is going to need a prescription for amoxicillin next year, whether there's a shortage or not. And they also have a 22-page guidebook with complete instructions on all of this. So go to twc.health/LT and grab your contagion emergency kit right now. That's twc.health/LT. Code LT saves you $30 at checkout. Now, another big victory happened with North Carolina. Old Robinson. Absolutely brilliant. Man, are we going to love this one. He gave his victory speech. I'm going to go right here about the middle part, and then I'm going to show you something as a reminder.
To say a personal thank you to each and every one of you in this room. But you all know how much I love you. All the faces out there that I'm looking at right now, you know how much I love you. The last thing I have to say to you tonight is this. Let's go win in November. Paint this state red. God bless you. And God bless the great state of North Carolina. Thank you.
Now that brings up the reminder of who they voted for. And I think it's good to play this once in a while.
Here's something else I'm not supposed to say. Ain't but two genders. Two genders. Ain't nothing but men and women. And I can already see WRL out there. They got their licking their pencils around, trying to write fierce as they can. Get every word of this here. Get every word of this. You can go to the doctor and get cut up. You can go down to the dress shop and get made up. You can go down there and get drugged up. But at the end of the day, you were just a drugged up, dressed up, made up, cut up man or woman. You ain't changed what God put in you, that DNA. You can't transcend God's creation. I don't care how hard you try. The transgender movement in this country, if there's a movement in this country that is demonic and that is full of the spirit of Antichrist, it is the transgender movement. It's time for grown-ups and time for Christians to start standing up and being unafraid to tell the truth. Come after me if you want to. I don't care. You want my head? Here it is right here. Come on, come get it. I don't care because it's time for us to stand up. And I'm not afraid to stand up and tell the truth about that issue. They're dragging our kids down into the pit of hell trying to teach them that mess in our schools. Tell you like this, that ain't got no place at no school. 2 + 2 don't equal transgender. It equals 4. We need to get back to teaching them how to read instead of teaching them how to go to hell. Yeah, I said it and I mean it.
Now, I was going to show this later on. Normally I save these till the 3/4 mark, most of these videos. But here's something that you might want to see. Anwoga showed us the Durango High School in Colorado. This looks like an ad for homeschooling. If you look on the windows, you've got a tiny little American flag, but yet the rest of the windows are packed full of all the other style flags that are out there to try to get people to accept what's being done behind closed doors in their personal lives? Why do they keep pushing and telling us, you will accept what we do behind closed doors, you will accept our behavior, and they continue to push that agenda on all of us? Do you think this is something that is old or new? Well, even if you go to the Air Force, you have, I believe it's a colonel or a lieutenant colonel giving a DEI brief.
You have inclusion across all groups in the military. Come back tomorrow morning for the first 10 minutes and then run away. I'm going to focus a little bit more today on my story and that of transgender service members and how and why that fits into the picture of why inclusion matters.
A colonel. Yeah. Why inclusion matters. If you're looking at your screen, that's what we're dealing with now in our military, Air Force specifically. But it's across all platforms, and it's not something that is new. Here's an update about something that has actually played out in our history on the earth before.
Happening during the Weimar Republic was that you had a lot of scholars, you had a lot of liberal arts, and so the culture was extremely degenerate. Okay, all the art was just as dark as Balenciaga. You had a lot of drugs. You had a bunch of cabarets for LGBT people. You had transgenders. The first transgender surgery was happening in Weimar, Germany, in Berlin. And then you had underage prostitution because they had normalized pedophilia. So you could go into a pharmacy, what they would call it, a pharmacy. You guys can look this up after we're done with this podcast and say that I'm not lying. You can actually order, like, you would actually, the way that they would order was like, let's say that you wanted like a redhead girl, right? And they would say that you needed like a red prescription. Like, they had keywords and they knew the language. Okay. You want a 13-year-old redhead. We got it for you. Go to the back. You see? So the whole thing that we have never been there, been in this place before, the world is getting worse. No, it's not. We're repeating history.
We're repeating.
It's not getting worse. We're repeating history. It's basically saying, look, you're thinking that it's just getting worse and worse. We've never been here before. No, this has happened before, and it keeps happening over and over. If you go to your scriptures, you'll see in the Old Testament how they would turn to Moloch. God would judge the people, and after that judgment, guess what? They would come back, repent, and say, sorry, didn't mean to do that. We'll give our lives back to God, and they start serving the Lord again. Everything seems great. And then you go years down the road, they go back to worshiping basically demonic things. Well, remember we told you the Doritos guys? Well, they actually fired that transgender activist, Samantha Hudson, just 2 days after hiring him. Claims his underwear that Hudson likes to assault children. Are these marketing departments run by morons? Asked Colin Rugg. Doritos is no longer working with Hudson after tweets surfaced of the transgender saying they would do depraved things to a 12-year-old. A proud Marxist calls for the destruction of monogamous nuclear family and more. And so, folks, some might assume that might be new to this channel that I'm spewing out hate, or this just doesn't seem like love from a Christian. I'm telling you that these folks need prayer. Something happened in their life to drive them to this type of behavior. Something that was labeled years ago as a mental problem where they received help is now considered something that is the norm, and not only the norm, they're pushing it on our children. Immoral behavior, which is wrong. It's a sin. Point blank. All right, back to some other weird things that just seem to be adding up. Fletch 17, another thought. Ever hear of the Ides of March? Well, it's 3:15, March 15th. And when you add the other year, add the year 2024, you get 3/15/2024 or 17. Check this out. Deadline for settling debts. Turning point, the Ides of March. is the 74th day in the Roman calendar, corresponding to 15 March. It was marked by several religious observances and was a deadline for settling debts in Rome. In 44 BC, it became notorious as the date of the assassination of Julius Caesar, which made the Ides of March a turning point in Roman history. Whew. All types of things going on. Interesting thoughts everywhere. Well, here's an interview that I found fascinating on Fox News.
Which to me seems like an indication that he is moving forward.
I think you're right. Look, President Trump is looking to unify the country. There's no need to spike the football tonight. He sent a message out to the American people. Now that the Republican nomination is essentially over, he wants the message out there. It seems to me that he's fighting for everybody, Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, what have you. And Donald Trump has delivered tonight across the country based on his agenda, from the border to the economy to Iran to Russia, China, and the never-ending wars. America has said resoundingly, we want President Trump back, and Joe Biden has failed.
Are you surprised at how well the former president did tonight? I mean, he lost Vermont, and that's really Nikki Haley now. She won D.C., and then she won Vermont. Those are her two primary victories. I'm wondering if you were surprised, because the numbers were very, very strong for the former president tonight, Cash.
Yeah, I actually took a look at those numbers up against Joe Biden, and I know he's running unopposed, but in places like North Carolina, Michigan, and Minnesota, President Trump scored more numerical votes than Joe Biden. I think that speaks volumes to the shift in America towards Donald Trump. Again, not just across Republican lines, but Democrat, independents, and all other political spectrums. So I'm not surprised at all. And I think for election purposes, this primary is over.
Yeah.
And I agree with Donald Trump. It's all towards November and Joe Biden.
And I think you're right. It's not official yet, but for all intents and purposes, this is a rematch. It is the former president versus the current president, Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. I want to go through the legal troubles, because as the former president goes forward with the campaign, he's also dealing with a bunch of legal troubles. One of them this month, of course, is by far, many believe, the weakest case, the one brought by the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, the hush money case, the trial there, supposed to start March 25th. Your thoughts on that, Cash?
I think my thoughts on all of the legal cases are Donald Trump has come in and exposed the deep state's flank and their weapon of choice, which is a two-tier weaponized system of justice. It's not a right-wing conspiracy talking point anymore. And whether it's in Manhattan or Georgia or the Colorado Supreme Court versus the United States Supreme Court, and whether you look at Joe Biden's classified documents case and Donald Trump's classified documents case, America is responding to Donald Trump's exposure of this two-tier system of justice. And what the Supreme Court, I think, took a step towards this week was uniform system of justice, which this country so desperately needs. Our constitutional republic is at stake. And people like Alvin Bragg, when they bring these prosecutions, they show their intent. They just want to kneecap Donald Trump off the campaign trail. They want him in a courtroom because they know, as a result of tonight, his message is winning everyday Americans. And now the two-tier system of justice is fully on trial thanks to Donald Trump. And he's the only one that can expose it and defeat it. I think he's going to continue to use that to his great advantage.
Yeah.
Not only that, what other advantage do we have? Well, the Biden administration's ratings, Fox News poll. And I don't hold to these numbers. I just don't believe. I think they're a lot worse, but, you know, it's just me. But here we go. Addressing climate change. Mostly succeeded, 41%. Mostly failed, 51%. Come on, really? Helping African Americans, 41%. Mostly succeeded, 51%. Mostly failed. Helping the working class, 38% succeeded, 58% failed. Improving U.S. world image, 61% failed. Handling the economy, 61% failed. Making U.S. safer, 63% failed. Unifying the country, 69%. Improving border security, 71%. That should be 100. Oh, my goodness. President Trump continues.
So we're going to take back our country. We're going to make sure. We are going to do it right. We're going to have the greatest economy ever in the history of our country. We're going to top what we did. We're going to become an energy center of the world. We're ready to become energy dominant, and they stopped that. They stopped that, but we're going to become energy dominant. We're going to pay off debt. We're going to do things that nobody thought was possible. You know, we hadn't done our second phase of the tax cuts. Where we did the tax cuts, the Democrats fought us very hard. And now they say, well, I guess that was pretty good because we took in much more revenues after we cut taxes. And then we did all of those regulation cuts and people were working and everybody was happy and we were all proud of our country. But we're going to win this election because we have no choice. If we lose the election, we're not going to have a country left.
Very interesting. Also, as he gave the speech, MSNBC cuts away from Donald Trump's speech. Again, here's Rachel Maddow.
And we have no choice.
Yeah, okay. You know, it is... Okay. I will say that it is a decision that we revisit constantly in terms of the balance between allowing somebody to knowingly lie on your air about things they've lied about before and you can predict they're going to lie about. And so therefore it is just, it's irresponsible to allow them to do that. It's a balance between knowing that that's irresponsible to broadcast and also knowing that as the de facto, soon to be de facto nominee of the Republican Party. This is not only the man who is likely to be the Republican candidate for president, but this is the way he's running.
Well, here's how we'll balance it.
So the liars trying to tell you that he's a liar. Interesting, huh? How Satan has his minions running these networks. Well, folks, you want some truth, andweknow.com. You'll find truth, hope, faith, and freedom. We do the best we can to gather the information from so many different truth sources to give to you as often as possible. You can watch us on Rumble, Twitter, Clout Hub. You can go to Clout Hub and actually watch us and change the language and have subtitles in the language of your preference. That's right. So all of that is available in the description box below. You'll also find that the PatriotLight.com. The PatriotLight.com is a place where we created a place where basically I call it the Drudge Report for conservatives. Home, politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and resources. All the resources that we try to gather for you to help you out. All right. And folks, you can actually head to shop.andweknow.com and wear our gear. You'll have your logo on a t-shirt or a hoodie, accessories like bags, golf balls and more, hats, tees, and tanks. And when you wear these, you never know who you're going to run into and how many new friends you'll have on this earth after losing probably a lot for trying to tell your family and friends the truth, your old family and friends, those that don't want to talk to you anymore. Well, you'll meet some new ones. It'll be great. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear. Folks, we're back, and I want to just show you that we had some resignations. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Victoria Nuland announces intention to resign in the coming weeks. You heard that right. John Kerry, the Forrest Gump of climate, bows out. Everybody who is an activist on the climate issue needs to be an even more active, says U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, John Kerry. He's heading out. Wow. And then you got Arizona Independent Senator Sinema announces not running for 2024 re-election. The race is now a close contest between the Democrat Ruben Gallego and GOP candidate Carrie Lake. They just keep on dropping. I saw this picture also of Victoria Nuland, how it started, how it ended. Look at that if you're looking at your screen. How much... what happens to you? Very happy, bright eyes, wonderful smile. And then when you get into lies and manipulation and constant fear because you know you're going to be caught, it just seems like the smile goes away and there's this sense of anger and stress that takes over. Very interesting picture, to say the least. I almost didn't believe that was her. So going forward, remember Victoria Nuland. Reminder, Nuland explicitly told you that if Russia invaded Ukraine one way or another, the Nord Stream pipeline would be destroyed. It was her and her ilk that committed a war crime and deprived Germany of power in the dead of winter. She should answer for her crimes now that she's fleeing the Ukraine grift crime scene.
With regard to Nord Stream 2, we continue to have very strong and clear conversations with our German allies. And I want to be clear with you today. If Russia invades Ukraine, one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
Remember. So bioclandestine, wanted to make sure that folks knew. Nuland is the definition of deep state bureaucrat. She is the architect of the Ukraine color revolution and coordinated with the CIA to overthrow the sovereign nation in 2014. However, Nuland's big mouth is the only reason folks know who I am. Flashback to March 8th, 2022, Nuland admits in a public hearing that the U.S. is the U.S. do indeed have bio labs in Ukraine and that they are quite concerned Russian forces are seeking to gain control of these bio labs and they were, quote, working with the Ukrainians to make sure the research material does not fall into the hands of Russian forces. This is the day the life changed forever. Prior to this moment, just the crazy guy who got banned from every platform on the internet because accurately reporting from Putin that Putin was actually targeting U.S.-funded biolabs in Ukraine. After Nuland spilled the beans, every conservative news outlet and TV show was talking about the biolabs in Ukraine. Since that day, been hell-bent on exposing the truth about Ukraine and U.S. bioweapon production. That's bioclandestine. In conclusion, Nuland is one of the slimiest deep state rats on earth. Complicit in crimes against humanity, she is resigning because she knows her plot to overthrow Russia ultimately failed. And the incoming administration will hold her and everyone accountable. She's running before justice comes knocking. Storm Ryder gave us an update. I like these updates. Says, I've been telling you for a long time, Joe Biden was flipped long ago and forced to play a part not only by the deep state but by military white hats. His corruption and destruction of the United States and treason was important to connecting military operations that bring in laws of war protocols and open military operations 11.3. This is all happening right now as Trump is giving comms for military intervention. Just as El Salvador, the once most dangerous country in the world, pulled off the arrest wars and military protocols in their country and got rid of the deep state and globalists and arrested over 25,000 criminals, gangs, and corrupt politicians connected to CIA and George Soros. So this is the next for the United States. And the president of El Salvador has warned the U.S. this will happen. I've been telling you for a long time all these events were going to happen long before 2021. Inside the storm, world operations are real actors and triple agents, Biden, Nuland, Pelosi, Ray, etc., that are being forced to play a part. You're watching military operations happening in real time, the devolution plan of Ezra, Cash, Cheyenne, plus Trump World Alliance. That's Cheyenne Mountain for those wondering. It's been closed up since, I believe, the day before the inauguration of Biden. That's why the climate czar, John Kerry, stepped down the same moment Victoria Nuland stepped down. You don't know it yet, but behind the scenes, there are full indictments happening that is connected to Epstein, Clinton's CIA directors, plus tens of thousands of indictments against deep state regimens that is connected to treason. Trump keeps giving the comms in real time. Have faith, patriots, had to be this way. Infiltration, not invasion. So it's not a coincidence that President Trump deported the M13 CIA-controlled gangs that were killing and blackmailing U.S. officials for over a decade, or for many decades, and forced to change laws and abide to corruption operation. Then after the deportation, Trump cut off U.S. corrupt funding to El Salvador by $500 million, but had secret investors and banks finance Nayib Bukele, president of El Salvador, and had U.S. military operations. And then they help El Salvador initiate the arrest wars and bring down the CIA operations and deep state ops and Soros operations in El Salvador, once the killer capital of the world. Nothing is a coincidence. I had given you this information on the arrest wars in El Salvador in real time back then. Now you understand why the president of El Salvador blames GOT globalists and George Soros for the corruption of countries. And he explains how the U.S. must be prepared to fight for their country to rid the United States of globalists. Arrest wars, the storm, the ripple effect will hit all major countries. Interesting, because if you head over to Fletch 17, he gives us this reminder that Melania Trump posted in 2012, Storm on the Way. Well, Entheos just reposted it today, which was yesterday. We also saw Dan Scavino posted Super Tuesday, Game On, Let's Go. All of that connected to March 5th, 2024, right? But you go back to March 5th, 2018, six-year delta, 6 years ago to the day, boom, 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 four booms. Let's go. A 26-second video was also posted by Dan Scavino. Think about it logically. The only way is the military, fully controlled, save and spread, biggest advanced drop on poll. All these connections just keep happening day after day, and we just keep on winning. As a matter of fact, in wokeness in the past few hours, remember Doritos just fired their new trans brand ambassador, VP and DEI chief of Johns Hopkins just resigned over her privilege hit list. Biden's VA was forced to rescind the memorandum banning the VJ kiss. Yeah, you guys know that the Military Times authenticates the memo banning the VJ kiss at the VA. Remember this kiss, the famous kiss? Well, they had to reverse the plan to ban this. They were actually going to ban this picture. Celebrating a man who was deployed in war. He comes home and just lands a big kiss, the famous kiss, on a beautiful young lady for all of us to remember. And then I guess Biden just couldn't handle that, their administration. Some other things to make sure that we get to understand on the winning side would be part two. Because we keep talking about the elections and the fact that they are doing all they can to steal them. 2022 continues to be front and center for all of us. And here in Illinois, we have Deanna giving part two of, if you missed it, part one we had out yesterday. Here's part two, telling her experience what went down with her ballot.
That glitched votes get put in a pile and sent off to adjudication, where a person looks at my ballot to determine who I voted for. When I learned all of this, I started to get vocal on social media. Of course, my liberal, brainwashed friends all told me I had no proof and they didn't believe me. Then, what solidified my belief that my vote was stolen was that when I heard on the local Chicago news that all early voting stations in Cook County use Dominion machines. Once I heard that, I just assumed my vote has switched over to Biden. Never in a million years was I prepared for what happened next. But before I get there real quick, let me just tell you my involvement with politics in the local GOP in the suburbs since the 2020 election. I've been involved with Young Republicans. I fell in love with my husband, Alex, who was on, he's on the tarmac right now, so he tried to get here in time. And I moved to Glendale Heights into Page County. We both then helped campaign for a dear lifelong friend of mine running in our district. That guy is Robert Stevens, who you all just heard speak. and he's in the room with us today. Robert Stevens ran for Illinois State Representative for the 46th District in 2022 and won on Election Day. But as the mail-in votes came in those couple of weeks after, his victory became a clear defeat.
Now, again, I think I said 2020 on the docket here. I think it's 2022. But ensure that you guys understand the mail-in ballot project, the operation by the deep state was basically to take these guys out. And she's doing a good job.
That's what my husband, Alex, said that not even the suburbs are safe anymore. And I agreed. And we decided to make a mass exodus to Texas. My husband and I both had always dreamed of moving to Texas down the line, but now we knew that we needed to do it sooner than later. I'm happy to share that we recently closed on a house north of Dallas and that we officially moved this coming Friday, March 1st. The one thing I'm sad about is I won't be able to cast a vote for Robert Stevens against the same woman who stole his seat the last time. Rusty, I truly pray that you are victorious this year and that my neighbors woke up in the past 2 years. Now let me get back to my stolen vote for Donald J. Trump in 2020.
So it is 2020.
So I thought it would be wise on my way out of town to get my name taken off of all those voting rolls across Cook County and now DuPage to ensure that nobody votes in my absence, right? Do my civic duty. There were a total of 5 different precincts that I voted in within the past decade. Robert Stevens got me in touch with Ed Wachinski, who many of you know, and he diligently helped me look up all 5 addresses that I've lived at to check on my voting status. While doing that, I casually told Ed the story of how my vote was tampered with in 2020. Ed pulled up my voting record in the GOP database and proceeded to tell me that I voted in the general elections of 2016, 2018, and 2022. I said, hold up. What about 2020, the election? That's the one I'm questioning. I confirmed that yes, it looked like I did not vote in the 2020 general election because my box for that election was empty, whereas gray check marks appeared for the other election. After discovering this, Ed said he would get me in contact with Ken Zinko and his wife, who both work as a team on election integrity in the state of Illinois. Since they have access to the statewide database, once they looked up my voting record to confirm my vote was in fact stolen, then we could proceed with next steps. Well, Ken looked at my record and found out that it was in fact worse and far more complicated than we all thought. And I will let him elaborate more on the issue during his speech. What I do know is that I can physically identify the man who wrote on my ballot with a Sharpie. And if it is at all possible, I would legally like to go after him in whatever possible way, in whatever capacity. Those are the next steps that I will be pursuing. Best case scenario, the thief gets prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Worst case scenario, I want him banned from being an election judge for the remainder of his miserable soy boy days on this earth. And even if nothing happens, I hope that someone out there hears this speech and never, ever lets anyone touch their ballot. Ever. I didn't have this in my speech, but honestly, like, I was offended before that my vote was switched to Biden in my mind, but I'm more offended that they thought my vote was more important than the trash. So, also, I would like to add that there's speculation that this vote thief could have been a Dominion software worker and not an election judge. Since he wasn't wearing a name tag, I don't know for sure until we look into this more. Now you may ask, why even bother coming forward now when I'm moving out of the state? What I need for you all to understand is that it's very important to me to make one last stand and fight for my family and friends who I'm leaving behind in this state. Election integrity is fundamentally important, even if Illinois is traditionally a blue state, or is it? as General Michael Flynn always says, we have to fix 2020 first, otherwise we won't have a country left. Local action equals national impact. With that being said, I'm ready to flip the table on the corrupt Illinois election system on my way out of the state. And I'm starting with you, Mount Prospect.
How about that? Great job. Remember, I told you once again, use your talents, your gifts. That speech was absolutely amazing. And thank you, Deanna, for submitting that. And we're able to show you that this fight is not over. We have to continue to fight. We're also fighting on the side of ensuring folks understand what's going on with these jabs as they played out in all of our lives. Many of us said we're not going to get these, lost a lot of friends and family members who were so upset with us because we refused to do whatever we wanted with our body, our choice. Laura Logan showed us the alert. England's vaccinated population had close to 1 million deaths in 23 months. Unvaccinated population had less than 61,000 deaths over the same period. 1 million deaths in 23 months for vaxxed. Only 61,000 for unvaxxed. Shocking data released by the UK government shows that over the past 2 years, the vaccinated population in England has suffered an outrageous number of deaths compared to the unvaccinated population. Even though approximately 30% of the population has not even had a single dose of the COVID-19, I'm going to add this, gene therapy shot. The experiment. As of July 2022, 30% of England's population remained completely unvaxxed, 34% was not double vaxxed, and 50% was not triple vaxxed. However, the vaccinated population as a whole accounted for 95% of all COVID-19 deaths between January and May 2023, while the unvaxxed population accounted for just 5%. But it's the fact that these deaths aren't among the one-dose and two-dose vaxxed population that is truly horrifying. The vast majority are among those vaxxed four times, with this population accounting for 80% of all COVID-19 deaths and 83% of all COVID-19 deaths among the vaxxed. We just lost another family member in our family. Folks, this is LT speaking. Got the jab, immediately had a heart attack. Held on to that for a while after the surgery. All of a sudden had trouble breathing. Placed on a ventilator, gone. I love him. I'm going to miss him. It's had a profound effect on many people that we know, and I know it's the same for many of you. Sudden and Unexpected showed us that the identity of a woman that died on the flight, that was diverted to Turks in Caicos has been released. She was 41 years old, an X-ray technician at Memorial Hospital of South Bend. They were not aware of any pre-existing conditions before her trip. So, mom of two mysteriously dies on flight from Dominican Republic. Was happy, was fine, everything was great. Gone suddenly, and folks just can't understand what's going on. Why? It's disturbing. Other things that are going on that we shared before, remember the big Texas fires? Here's an update on that.
Breaking news out of Texas. We just received an update from our Texas Agricultural Commissioner, Sid Miller, and I'm going to play that video right after this. But a few things that I just took away that are very, very, very important for folks to understand across the country. Now, this fire in Texas is now the largest in Texas state history, and we knew that about 3 days ago when that hit over 1 million acres. They're now at 1.5 million acres. They have 120 miles of power lines down. So the grid up in that part of the country is completely down right now. No grid, no water. The majority of these farmers and ranchers depend on well water. And additionally, there's no grass. There's no prairie land up there for the cattle to graze on. And there's been a bunch of feed and feedlots that have burned down, too.
The largest fire we've ever had in Texas. It's the largest fire we've ever had in the United States. It's almost at 2,000 square miles, 1.5 million acres. Preliminary reports, 3,000 head of cattle. That number would triple or quadruple before it's over, especially when we start euthanizing the cattle that have had their hooves burnt or their udders burnt. We have to put a lot of these animals down. It's a sad situation. We've had over 500 houses and barns destroyed, and that number continues to climb. We've had two fatalities. Thank goodness it's only two. We also have five firefighters that have been injured. We've got over 120 miles, Sandra, of power lines that are down. Now, this country is sparsely populated and very arid, so there's not a lot of stock water. Most of the water comes from wells. So not only is this livestock out of grass, but there's also no water. So it's a very desperate situation.
There you go with that. That update in Texas. Prayers are up for those people. So many things seem to be happening. Many are thinking that this was caused on purpose because a lot of folks believe that the spraying that happens in the sky makes the ground actually very easy to burn. And then when they use these weapons, these direct energy weapons, they light the fires and they burn these places up. And I tell you what, it seems like a lot of our cattle, a lot of food comes from that area for us. Not only that, we've been seeing reports that some believe that they are planning a smart city in that area. So I see behind there the Marine Corps on top of the U.S. flag, U.S. Marine Corps emblem, and the Iwo Jima picture. Outstanding. Must be a Marine. Semper Fi on that one. A lot going on, a lot to cover. Remember in the last video I shared with you this interesting eclipse that seems to be happening. I wanted to show you a video that Pepe Lives Matter showed on this eclipse that's very interesting.
Cast the shadow of the moon on a narrow path across the earth. The state of Texas will especially have a front row seat to this. The eclipse is set to be another spectacular event, attracting an historic amount of tourists.
On April 8th, a total eclipse of the sun will plunge millions of viewers from daylight into darkness for more than four captivating minutes in parts of the country. And excitement is already building as so-called eclipse tourists rush to book travel to be in its path.
Literally, the stars are aligning.
The total eclipse will span a 115-mile wide path across 13 states from Texas to Maine. That's nearly twice as wide as the last major eclipse in 2017, and it will also last twice as long.
So very interesting as this plays out for you to see. Somebody posted on this video showing you exactly how this eclipse is going to play out and how large it is. Nineveh, Indiana, this will be the highest magnitude of eclipse at Mag 1.023, the local time predicted for it to occur. It takes you through each section. Another thing is a dig in northeast or northern Iraq has unearthed a 2,700-year-old sculpture depicting a Lamassu, and also an Assyrian deity with a human head, the body of a bull and wings of a bird has also been pulled out. So there's just a lot of strange things. And if you look at this total solar eclipse, April 8, 2024, everybody in the United States will be able to see some portion of this eclipse. We're showing that on your screen now. And so again, as I look at this, it's just very interesting. I'm not telling you that it's all true. It's just very interesting that this all lines up with what we were told in Scripture. What could be a coincidence. It could be real. Who knows? We just know that when we see things like this, it's very interesting. We don't run towards it. We're not a cult. We say, oh, there's something's going on. Oh, my goodness, we've got to prepare, and that's the end, blah, blah, blah. No, it could be the end for the deep state, who knows? But crossing all over these locations named Nineveh is interesting. Same eclipse, an eclipse actually happened when Jonah went to Nineveh, right? And you read that in Scripture. Prophet Jonah lived and prophesied in Jeroboam's reign. And then you go to look at Christ and what he said. In Matthew 12, 38 through 41, a wicked and adulterous generation asks for a sign, but none will be given it except, no sign will be given except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Remember, Christ died, buried 3 days, and he came back alive. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment in this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And now something greater than Jonah is here. So our nation could be under judgment. Nineveh's being crossed over. We know that there's signs that happen in the skies for all of us, and that is in Scripture for us to ponder. I think there's a guy that actually had a video clip, and I'll show you this as we're coming to the end of this. Check this out.
You guys heard about this eclipse that's happening on April 8th? It's a total solar eclipse that's going across the entire United States of America. Just so happens to be passing through eight cities named Nineveh. Nineveh in the Bible is a city that God told Jonah to go tell to repent. And they did. They listened to the word of God through Jonah. They repented and they were spared. It's no coincidence that this eclipse is going through eight cities named Nineveh. The number eight spiritually means new beginnings. Which is really interesting because this eclipse that's taking place on April 8th is the second total solar eclipse that will be going across the entire continental United States in the last 7 years. When you put these two together, it makes what looks like an X. But in the ancient Hebrew alphabet, it's actually a Tav. And it means the end. And when you come to an end, you come to a beginning.
So you got dark to light, beginning. So observe the month, all these playing out.
Signs.
So I just wanted to make sure I show you that the signs are given in the heavens. Here you go.
Ask Jesus for signs. He talked about the sun, moon, and stars, things happening in the sun, moon, and the stars. That is the reason why God put them up there, to keep time and to give us signs. This sign is not a coincidence. It is a call to repentance.
Call to repentance. Sun, moon, and stars were given to us as a sign. Call to repentance. And the hope is that our nation has repented and will continue to pray and ask our Heavenly Father for support as we go through these days of watching the enemy get destroyed left and right day after day. And when the enemy starts getting destroyed, they don't play fair. So we have to pray that God will continue to do a mighty work in our lives and through us and getting the truth out and watch this enemy crumble, hopefully like the Red Sea, all at once.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you again for your constant reminder of your love for us. Thank you for the grace and mercy you supply our lives. We know we don't deserve to have the things that you provided us, to have the joy that we have in our lives, because we know that that's our strength. We know that things are happening all around us. We're seeing the deep state, the evil ones, drop one at a time. And our hope and prayer is that those who have committed these crimes will have to answer for what they've done to so many and hurting us, causing death around us, and so much more. And also for those that are caught and are guilty, we know that we have to hope that they would repent and hope that we see a great awakening across not only our nation, but so many others. Our hearts are heavy for those that have lost so many, lost so much because of this whole scenario that's played out over the past 6, 7, 8 years. Waking up to so many lies that have been placed in our lives for decades, for centuries. Please help and guide our thoughts. Help us to be soft. A soft answer turns away wrath. We know that from Scripture. And ask that we would just be able to know and understand that the words that are given to us when we need them the most, to comfort those around us who need it, they'll be provided just like you promised in your word. We ask for continued protection over our lives and those on the front lines day after day. We ask all this in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. We hope that this update is helping you out. And also, thank you for hitting that follow button and the subscribe button and sharing. Remember, the cruise is August 11th through 18th. You don't want to miss your seat for that, so we're encouraging you to check it out. Get locked in before it's too late. And also, thank you for your prayers. We sense those, and I definitely can tell that got up at 2 a.m. this morning to get this put together. And I just knew when I was wide awake, Heavenly Father just encouraged me to really sit down and get this put together. Just another update, 2 days in a row to keep it going, all right? So for now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.